Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests to have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. And if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Michael Raub on the line, and he's managing partner of Inflexion 360. Michael, welcome to the show.
Adam, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, Michael. So we have some good things to talk about. So we'll talk about scaling businesses. We'll talk about opportunity. We'll talk about value. So all great topics. Lots of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives listening to this show to get those words of wisdom for you from you and those nuggets. But just to get us kicked off, so I'll start with our signature question. So, Michael, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Michael, what mission matters to you?
Well, it's a great question. So I like that it is the leading question that you always bring up. For me, I started my career as an investment banker. And later on, when I moved into the healthcare corporate sector of healthcare, focusing on acquisitions primarily, I recognized over and over again that many of the businesses or companies I was trying to acquire often didn't have the right level of sophistication from internal resources or external consultants or advisors. And therefore, they were always at a disadvantage in the transaction process. So when I first decided to start my own group about 5 years ago, that really was my focus. It was to be able to work with exactly the kind of groups that I was trying to acquire before, but be able to come on their side of the table and help them get the kind of thought advice that you would expect from a major consulting or firm or investment bank, but in a more digestible price range and really, really tailor fit to their own business needs. So really looking to fill a void from the side of the smaller growing businesses, even into sort of the middle tier market groups that were getting, you know, less than the level of advice they were looking for or really deserved. Whether that's strategic advising or going on doing acquisitions or helping them raise capital, really positioning them for the utmost success, whereas otherwise they were really not getting that level of sophistication from an outside advisor.
Man, that's awesome, Michael. That's awesome, Michael. I love to bring on mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to share their message and what they're up to. So let's go a little bit further into, I know you gave us a little bit about your background, how you got here. Let's go further into the mechanics of Inflexion 360. So tell us a little bit more about the company specifically, please.
Yeah, well, I would say that we're not entirely healthcare focused, tend to do a tremendous amount of work in the healthcare service space, largely because I've been in that environment. I was in that environment starting as 20 years ago, but I've worked with other group businesses and really like to work. We work at the C-suite level, or, you know, obviously smaller businesses may not have a full build out team. And really the role that I look to do is understand the business intimately before working to advise them or help them move forward. So that's figuring out the gaps or the holes in their management team or where they're having a sticking point. And really that was sort of the impetus of the name, Inflexion 360, you know, a business at their inflection point, whether it's from growth, acquisition, sale, you know, where there's a point in the business where there's a critical need. And the 360 came from really looking at it from a financial view, which makes sense for my background, a transactional view, a marketing view, one of my other majors going back in time, really trying to look at the business from inside and out to understand the dynamics of where the success is today, where the opportunities lie, and also where the challenges are in the current business. So those components all coming together, really trying to not walk in and say, here's what Inflection 360 does in one piece of paper. It's really, let's understand what you do in your business, what you need from it, and how is it that I can, along with our team, really leverage, all of our resources to provide exactly what is tailor fit for the business. So never a cookie cutter approach to how we work with a client. Really want to either almost feel like a functional, fractional part of the core team that's already on board.
So you have I would argue you have a pretty unique perspective from your background with the types of companies you work with then to also now. You've seen a lot, not just in healthcare, but otherwise. So
right.
This next question, I don't want to oversimplify it, right? And I know that, there's only so much we can get done in a 15-minute podcast episode, but sure. I still like your angle and your take. So what do you think are some of the common mistakes that businesses in your experience have made when they're looking to scale? And as soon as you get in there, you're like, I see this one again. I know what's going on. Like, what are some of those common ones?
And I think something that I've been guilty of myself is right out of the gates is trying to wear too many hats and trying to keep working on something because I know how to do it.
I like that one, Michael. That's like saying we're guilty of being human. You could have just said that, right?
I'm a human. Yeah, fair enough.
I'm on the same as you. You said that. I'm like, me too. I'm raising my hand over here. I know you can't see me, but go ahead. Sorry.
But no, I think it's true. It's like, hey, I can do all 10 of these things. So, and I know that I can do it better than, maybe I do 8 of them better than somebody else anyway. But at some point, right, it's not valuing your time appropriately. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges out of the gate is what you need to delegate and when you should. And I think some of that, what has helped me along and my own shortcomings, and then it's seeing it in clients are that, let's start playing to your strengths. Let's figure out where there's opportunity to create strengths where they are and where are there areas that either you're terrible at, weak, or hate doing. So, right, you might be good at something, but if you hate it, it's a miserable part of your day. Well, that work could be offloaded. So I think that starts being able to understand is how to segment your time appropriately and really figure out what you most need to do and or most like to do, and then start filling the holes from an operational perspective, an organizational perspective, and whether that's inside or outside talent, really figuring out how to best meld those pieces.
So I'm sure it's different depending on the size of the company, depending on where they're at, but where do you, like, there's some people listening right now that they're raising their hand too. And I know that in my career, I've had different levels, probably 20 businesses, and this is the first one that's ever worked, and I'm very thankful. So everybody listening, keep buying our books and our products. I appreciate it because I want this to keep working. I'm not trying to jinx it over here. Mission Matters loves you too. So that being said, how does somebody kind of know? Is it KPIs? Is it a feeling? Is it a gut? And I know different size companies are going to have different challenges, but
sure.
For the people listening right now, like, what are some questions they should be asking themselves maybe in terms of knowing? Because I feel like nobody's doing this intentionally per se.
Yeah, and that's a great question. And as a finance guy, right, I cut my teeth in business school, undergraduate and graduate, was an investment banker. So right, I'm a data heavy guy.
Yeah.
But I'm a data heavy guy, but I lead with my gut and I let the data back up the way I'm feeling about things. Because I think particularly as an entrepreneur, if you're, and I've started up other businesses as well. If you don't have a feel for your business, then you're really in trouble and you can't just blindly let metrics can only take you so far. I think they can reinforce bad decisions at times if you don't really look at data the right way. So I think you really have to have a strong sense for your business, how you feel about it, what motivates you, and to the depending on the size of your team, whether it's one person or 100, I mean, obviously the level of intimacy you have with your employee relationships will change. But I really do feel like you have to have a pulse on your core team members and really what gets them excited and take advantage of that as well, understanding their strengths, but understanding what they would love to tackle. And I think your gut has to guide those. No metrics are going to guide that decision. That's a gut-driven decision, really, the relationships you build over time. So I'm a finance guy who gets very very 35,000 foot level when I start talking about sort of management and yeah. building an organization.
I get it completely. So final question, two-part question. So number one, what are the right types of clients or businesses that typically benefit from working with you and your team over at Inflection 360, whether it's size of company, industry, otherwise, number one. And then number two, what's the best way for people to reach out and to connect?
Well, sure. By default, I work with a lot of healthcare services groups just because of what my background heavily in the last 20 years. So whether that's a dental group or a medical group, typically multi-site, looking to scale either by adding on acquisitions, again, trying to figure out how they can get more out of their existing business, looking to raise capital. I tend to work a lot with groups in that regard, whether they're and they may have a couple million in revenue up to $50 million in revenue. That seems to be a pretty common occurrence, those types of groups. But that translates perfectly over to any smaller emerging businesses. So we'll work with teams that are looking for those exact same type of opportunities outside of the medical and dental space, clearly. I work with stuff in athletic recovery, and I've worked in other sectors as well. But looking where we're trying to fill those, find those right-sized growth opportunities and match them. But then I've also worked as an advisor with some younger and growing companies that really are looking for that, that somebody looking over their shoulder and taking an out the perspective in. So really can help while the building blocks are being put together and they're moving down a path. When you're so buried in your business, it's hard, right? Working in the business, hard to work on the business. So being able to offer that outside perspective, even at a high level, can be particularly valuable in the younger businesses as they're really trying to chart their course and figure out their growth ahead. So sort of a couple different ways or types of businesses where they most benefit from working with me and my team. Easiest way to reach me are really two routes. My website, inflection360.com, is an easy way to hunt me down. And I'm certainly very responsive on LinkedIn. So as long as you can spell my name, you can find me, R-O-U-B, or find Inflection 360, you'll hunt me down. And I'm very responsive to people on that channel as well.
Perfect. Well, Michael, great having you on the show today. I really enjoy learning more about your business and how you're helping other entrepreneurs and executives out there. And got me some takeaways for me. I know I'm going to implement some of the things you were talking about. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We have many, many, many more mission-based entrepreneurs and executives coming on the line for you, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Michael, thanks again for coming to the show. Have an awesome rest of your day.
You too. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.